Get ready to rock radio, music you want to hear.
This is the Pete Feenstra feature and this is Bang. Tonight I'm speaking to one of the band's founder members, vocalist bass player Mr. Frank Ferrara. Frank, who have you got there with you?
I have my guitar player Frank Gilkin.
Great.
My left over here and to my right is our drummer Jake Legger.
So we got the two original Franks and we got Jake on drums. That's great. Unbelievable that you're here again. And calling the band a hard rock band rather than a proto-metal band who influenced doom metal, which you did, because as your music seems to me to be a lot more melodic and stands outside of just hard rock. You think that's a fair appraisal?
That's exactly. Yeah, we were a hard rock groove band. So yeah, we were definitely hard rock.
Groove band.
We were pulled into a metal category because they got to put everybody in a box, but yeah. We were more of a rock band than a doom kind of band, you know.
Hangout
was heavier. You could tell that the mother album, The Ballad of the King, was a lot more just straight rock than anything else. So, yeah.
Absolutely. But you did start out as what I call a hard rock band, and then you veered more towards AOR, I guess. And now the interest seems to be focused on metal again. So how do you view yourselves now, all these years later? What can people expect when they go and see Bang live?
Well, we remain three-piece at this point, and it's still very hard. And we're doing, because they're the most requested songs, a lot of from the first album.
Yeah.
We also do some songs from the second album. Our third album, Bang Music, we only do one song off of. So we concentrate on that. And that really seems to be where we're getting the metal crowds. But there, again, when we play with other bands that are younger, that are real metal, they're not as melodic. So it's people know the words, but it's always impressive to me because our words aren't that easy to remember, you know? Frank can't even remember.
Yeah. So let me ask Jake something. Jake, how do you fit in with the music that was originally made 40-odd years ago? Can you relate to it quite easily?
Well, it's funny to be in a band, you know, that I love, but also a band that influenced a lot of my favorite bands. You know, like all these metal bands that came out after Bang, obviously, you know, there are a lot that are really influenced by the band, and it's a trip being in such an influential group.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, you've made two comebacks as far as I know. One was in 96, which led to the album Return to Zero, which was definitely heavier, wasn't it?
That was actually, we wrote that more for publishing.
Right.
And so there's some heavy on it, but we also did a lot of, not pop, but more progressive. Some
yeah,
country,
okay.
But we did that without intention.
Right. Are you hoping to make up for lost time in the way that Anvil did with their comeback?
Man, we want to do everything double time, Pete.
Yeah.
You know? We have a 4-year break in between, and we just want to make up for lost time. And we're just so stoked, to, you know, after all these years, to be able to come to your town. And
yeah.
This European tour has got us all feeling like, you know, it's Christmas. And you know, we all got goosebumps and you get the butterflies because it's something we've never done. And it's just really a blessing that we're able to do this after 46 years. So,
I
would attribute that to the fact that, you know, our music still sounds fresh and, you know, and young kids, like Frankie was saying, we're finding 20 and 30 year olds that know our music and are fans of the band. And it's actually the response we're getting now is better than 1971 and 72 when these records came out, because we didn't have the audience then. So it's all good.